Human depopulation has been underway since at least the 1960s. Under President Richard Nixon, Dr. Lee Dubridge, he was a science advisor. He said that we have to spike the food exports from the United States with infertility chemicals so that the food going out to third world countries would cause infertility. Because even at that time, they said that there are too many people and you have to make sure that basically people, you know, brown and black people around the world, they said, should not reproduce. That's their view back in the 1960s. New York Times covered it. That article right there, A Sterility Drug is Hinted. That's by Gladwin Hill. New York Times, November 4th, 1969. They covered it and they quoted Lee Dubridge. And now Bernie Sanders, just 2 weeks ago in a debate, he called for a global eugenics program. He said, this is CNN Town Hall, September 4th. He said that, he was asked a question. Will you have the courage, Bernie Sanders, to talk about the population problem and stopping the population growth? And he said, yes. What courage? And he said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, basically, we have to depopulate nations that are populated by brown and black people. That's what he was talking about. In fact, he was called a eugenicist after this by many media organizations. But these people are running for the highest office of the land, and they're still talking about depopulation. So here we go. I'm gonna spend a little time on this slide. This is a list for you of some of the vectors of infertility and depopulation that we're dealing with right now. Infertility chemicals in the food supply. Atrazine, a chemical castrator, it's in the food. It's the second most common herbicide that's in the food supply today. Attacks on sexual reproduction, families, and males in particular. If you notice how the culture now is saying that all men are bad, that males are bad, you can't have masculinity, all this, it's a culture attack. Playing God with seeds and the human genome. They're using CRISPR technology to make genetically modified babies now. I mean, the ones they don't kill first. That's how sad it is, right? That's how crazy it is. They're testing biological weapons in Africa, weaponized Ebola, funded by governments. Spiking vaccines with infertility chemicals. Did you know the HPV vaccine, after being injected with that vaccine, 25% of young women fail to get pregnant? That's depopulation. And of course, it's very heavily pushed, right? It's aggressively pushed. You have to get this vaccine. You have to eat this food. You have to do this, this, this. And it's all designed to kill you. Contaminating the water with fluoride. Now the Journal of the American Medical Association admits that fluoride causes brain damage in babies that are not yet born. We're talking about lobotomies through chemicals in the water supply, saturating food crops with organophosphates, fomenting race wars and civil war. It's all about bigotry and hatred out there now. They're trying to get everybody to fight each other. Dumbing down the population, pushing infanticide and abortions. What was it? The state legislature of New York stood up and applauded that law where they can now legally kill babies after they were born alive and healthy. What is that? I mean, that's not human, right? That's demonic. That's a whole new layer of evil, and they applauded it. That's how sick those people are. 5G telecom networks. They can fry your brain while spying on you. Turn your cell phone camera into a spy network. Listen to everything you say. Watch everything that you see. Spy on you in your own home with those Amazon and Apple and Google devices. And they do that now. And people sign up for them. And people sign up and they say, I want to be microchipped for the convenience of it. Does anybody here want to be microchipped for the convenience of it? Yeah? Yeah? You don't want to wave your hand over your Tesla car and have the doors open and then the car burst into flames magically? Is that, you know, that doesn't sound convenient? Oh, and the last one here on this list. Promotion of cannibalism. Have you seen this in the news recently? Cannibalism. This is being said, oh, if we're going to save the planet, people, we have to start eating corpses. This Newsweek is saying this. I thought these people were talking about saving the planet. Why are they saying we should eat dead humans? Cannibalism. And that's not even the end of it. Infertility. Talked about this, but I do want to mention NBC News now attacks heterosexuality. And MSNBC said that if you talk about heterosexuality, just male-female relationships, normal sexual reproduction, That's, quote, inflammatory. You are being inflammatory. How dare you? How dare you talk about that? That's unnatural, they might say. It's crazy. The Kenyan Bishops Association in Kenya found sterility chemicals in the vaccines that were provided by the United Nations and the World Health Organization approved so that the Kenyan women were made sterile. That's part of this whole thing. Deliberate lead contamination. It's the lead in the water pipes. There's lead found in certain detox supplements as well, as we found in our lab. But the thing about lead, you know, I think why Bill Gates loves this metal is because lead causes male reproductive toxicity and female reproductive toxicity. So it not only dumbs you down, which is what they need, so you could maybe stand to watch CNN. I know, yeah. Yeah, but it also, it causes birth defects as well. And that's, you know, the thing that makes these globalists, I should say the next best thing to them killing a child that's been born is seeing that child born mentally retarded and have to live out its life suffering. And they can say to themselves, yeah, we did that. We put that lead in your skies. We put that chemical in your food. We put that chemical in your vaccines. We did all that to you. You're lucky to be alive, they say. You should worship the globalists, they say, because they let you live. They're sick. I've already talked about this Lancet study, 412,000 Americans a year. So basically every life system on Earth is under attack. The entire biosphere is under attack. We have to have warmth. Now this chart, by the way, shows that when the Earth gets colder, photosynthesis slows down. So you know how they say we want the Earth to be colder, not warmer. Remember, they say warming is bad. They say they want it cold. When you make it colder, what happens to plant physiology? It slows down. How are you going to feed the world if you can't grow food because it's colder and the sun is dimmed? How are you going to feed the world? Well, they don't plan to. They don't plan to feed the world. They plan for you to be gone. They want lower oceans. You notice how they panic every time they say the oceans are rising? The oceans are rising. Where? What are you talking about? Barack and Michelle Obama just purchased a luxury villa on Martha's Vineyard right near the ocean. I guess they don't expect it to rise very much unless they have, I don't know, magical power. A genetic integrity of crops, I mentioned, but look at how much they're playing God with the seeds. They don't want you as a farmer or just a human being to be able to save seeds and plant your own crops, because that would give you too much power, wouldn't it? They want you to be beholden to the corporations. They want you to be beholden to the patents, the intellectual property. They want you to have to worship them and pay them so that you can eat. And by the way, they're going to kill the whole food supply anyway. They don't have a plan for you. They're going to reduce atmospheric oxygen. I mentioned that. Talked about sexual reproduction. Now let's talk about transgenderism for a minute here. Now, I will say that as a pro-liberty person, I support any adult person to sort of live the life they want to live it if they're not harming someone. But indoctrinating our children with transgenderism is child abuse, and it is mutilation. Drag queen story hour, twerking for first graders. It is disgusting. Absolutely, you said it. It's disgusting, but it's part of an agenda. I want you to understand this is not an accident. CNN says men can get pregnant because they're trying to confuse people. They're saying men can get pregnant. Never happened to me. I don't know. I kept testing, but it kept coming up negative. I don't know. And feminists are calling for the elimination of men. You know, the real radical feminists, which means I guess they only plan to be here for one generation. I mean, what's the plan? Okay, you got rid of men, you killed the food supply, you dimmed the sun. Now what? What's your plan? Oh, you shut down fossil fuels? Okay, you're starving and dead. Great, great plan. You like this? It's kind of a joke. My point here is that in the wild, there's no gender fluidity. Some of you know what that hat is. Protesting elephants, you know. In the wild, I mean, you look at nature. Come on, let's look at nature. You look at the mammals. It's male-female reproduction. It's binary. And it's the sustainability of the species. That's why we have living creatures on this earth, and mammals and humans and primates and so on, because of sexual reproduction. So there's no such thing as a transgender elephant, because elephants are smart. Yep. Elephants have memories. Humans have forgotten theirs. I don't know. But the transgenderism promotion really is, I believe, a demonic depopulation plot. It's designed to eliminate sexual reproduction. And I want to mention here in my notes, I say, look, gay couples maybe choose not to reproduce, but they can. They still can. They're still, you know, wired for it. But transgenderism involves castration, which is a maiming of your physical body or maiming of a child. It's a crime against children. I say it's a crime against God because, you know, whose image are we created in, right? So if you, I don't want to even get too graphic. Some of this is so insane, but have you heard the term nullos? N-U-L-L-O, nullos? These are people that sometimes they do a do-it-yourself kind of surgery where they remove all their reproductive organs. They're mentally ill, okay? If we want to help these people, show them the path to God, but don't cut off their genitals. It doesn't make sense to me. Why is society now saying that that mental illness should be, you know, nurtured and expanded to children? These people need help. They don't need a scalpel. Simple. Oh, and by the way, one of the reasons I'm banned from every tech platform in the world is because of what I just said. Yeah, that's right. Transgenders are the new protected class. If you say anything critical about the transgender indoctrination of children, then you get banned. And again, I'm not attacking adults who choose to be transgender in their own life, whatever. It's not my place to judge you. But the children, come on. You can't do that to the kids. That's just inhuman. So here we are living in a society now that's pushing an anti-fertility, anti-human agenda, and they've taken over every institution, governments, education, science, and medicine, pop culture, food, the tech giants, all that. And then now the question is, why? Let's get into the why. Why Earth has value to non-Earth entities. This is a special place. This is a special planet. This is a special galaxy. All of creation is special. And we are more blessed than most with what we have inherited. And yet so many take it for granted or want to actually get rid of us. But I think exobiologicals assign value to Earth, but not necessarily to humans. But they want what we have, which is location and resources. Now, if you look at the Milky Way galaxy, Earth is what I call strategic real estate in the Milky Way. Now, according to mainstream science, now remember, I said I would talk to you about this in the language of mainstream science. The Milky Way has 100 to 400 billion stars, 120,000 light years in diameter, 1,000 light years thick. We are on one of the most dense spiral arms that allows anyone who controls Earth to control access to other star systems along this spiral arm. In other words, we are in a very good place in terms of real estate. The comparison to Earth would be if you had a city on a river, and that river granted you access to other cities. You know, why are all the cities, the original cities, built on rivers because of transportation? Well, our Milky Way galaxy is in fact in such a place in the cosmos. Also, we have a moon, which is the perfect defense base for Earth, because the dark side of the moon always faces away from our planet. It's very rare in the cosmos, in fact, very rare that you have a moon that its rotational frequency is the same as its orbital frequency. So the same side faces the planet at all times, and the other side faces away from the planet at all times. So if you were an interstellar civilization, you would say, wow, this is a great platform for planetary defense and observation of the galaxy. You'd put optical equipment there. You'd put you know, gravity detection equipment there, telescopes on the dark side of the moon because you don't have light pollution from Earth. So the moon makes Earth especially valuable. Earth has a tilt of 23.5 degrees. Mars has a 25 degree tilt. I'm just pointing this out because Earth and Mars have a lot of similarities at different times in the history of our solar system. Now, look at this. This is a map of all the galaxies. Well, actually, this is just one supercluster. Every point of light on this map is a galaxy, not a star, a galaxy. The Milky Way right there, on the edge there, it's on the edge of one supercluster. And by the way, look at this. Isn't it amazing? This is creation here. This is, I mean, look at the beauty of this. Billions upon billions of galaxies, and each galaxy with billions of stars. And here we are to wonder in the awe of it all. And then all our globalists can do is think about how to destroy life instead of honoring it? Are you kidding me? Why don't we explore life? Why don't we expand life? Why don't we honor life? Look at all this space. There's so much more to learn. Cosmic location, let me show you this map right here. Okay, here we go. Two superclusters. Our Milky Way is right in the center. I don't know if you can see a little red dot in the green mass there in the center between these two superclusters, but what it means is that even in terms of traveling from one galaxy to another, our Milky Way position is prime real estate in the galaxy, prime real estate. We are centrally located. Remember, even if you can travel faster than the speed of light, FTL drives, it takes a long time to go from galaxy to galaxy because they are, you know, billions of light years apart, in some cases much, much more. So our location gives us value to non-Earth entities. Here's another view of the cosmos from Earth, which is in the center of this, just to show you the points of light. The points here representing other galaxies. Now, our galactic location has value as cosmic real estate for these reasons, because we serve as a place where you can have a hub. Think about it, a hub for distributing technology or staging, you know, military spacecraft or staging fuel depots for antimatter fuel that's distributed to your civilizations. Now, how is Earth being hacked? How are they controlling us to get us to terraform our planet and kill ourselves? Something very important. I'm going to ask you to take a little leap here. Understand that in the cosmos, there must be a lot of automation, a lot of AI systems, because if you're an advanced civilization, you would use robotics, you would use automation to send out drones and even self-assembling systems all over the universe. You would look for life, you would look for signs of intelligence, you would look for planets to colonize. And when you send these AI drones out, you would program those drones with the technology to overtake the local civilization's information infrastructure. And why wouldn't you? We would do the same thing if Earth, I mean, Star Trek, right? We send out the ship to go look at all the other planets and explore new worlds, right? NCC 1701. And, you know, in Star Wars, they send out drones to look at all the planets, look for life. It's a natural thing to use automated systems to explore life. Well, our star systems have, of course, been observed for a very long time. Our weapon systems have gained the attention, of course. We've been setting off nuclear weapons since, what, 1945, I think? And this means that very likely the very first visitors to Earth were non-biologicals. They were very likely AI drones. And so they would infiltrate our systems. When we have digital technology, the internet, when we have news and media, and now social media, when you go online to Facebook, you don't know that those other people are humans, unless you've met them face to face, but people have thousands of friends on Facebook. How do you know they're even human? How do you know they're real? I know people have 5,000 online friends and not one real friend in the real world, you know? You've seen that, right? Yeah, maybe they're friends with AI systems, AI scripts. And where did those AI scripts come from? Who's controlling the messaging about culture, about transgenderism, about vaccines or GMOs or science? Who's controlling the messaging? A lot of it comes down to the tech giants. Well, who's running the tech giants? I asked this question. Is alien AI actually running Earth's information systems? Now, think about this. Every day, if you turn on the mainstream media, you know, ABC, NBC, whatever, don't they all say exactly the same thing? Using the same words. Well, they've all received the same email. Someone is sending them an email. What if the origin of that email isn't human? Right? What if, in fact, the origin of that email is an AI system that has overtaken our information infrastructure and has convinced us to terraform our planet to get it ready for them? They've convinced us to kill off our own babies. They've convinced us to push infertility. They've convinced us to change our atmosphere to get it ready for a post-human era. What if they've impersonated humans all throughout the system? What if all this propaganda is not actually not coming from human scientists, it's coming from non-humans? Well, don't forget, there are also rewards for traitors. So human scientists that go along with this agenda are allowed. Well, they're promised immortality, they're promised transhumanism. You will merge with the machine. You will become immortal. You will become like a god. And you'll have Google stock options. And one day, if you stick around long enough at Google, we will kill your physical body and upload you to the Google supercomputer where you will live forever. This is the promise.